Are you running on empty?
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin. And we're the Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next 27 minutes to answer all your computer and technology related questions.
Get 27 minutes, give or take there.
I'm just watching this clock over here. It's the atomic clock, so I know I can't be wrong.
Well, if you do want to give us a call, the number to call is 395-1450.
That's the best way to get a hold of us. The second best way is to send us an email, and the email address here in the studio is computerguys@whtc.com. We check that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you're at your computer, you're having a problem, send us an email. Again, it's computerguys@whtc.com.
And we did check that email address, and we actually have, I haven't been here.
It's been a little while.
2 weeks? I had 2 weeks off, so it's been 3 weeks.
All right, third week coming back.
Yep. So, Kev, many people want us to give us their money.
You know, and that's fine.
It's amazing.
I'm really okay with that. Instead of, you know, sending us an email, they should just send us their money.
Yeah. Don't ask. Just send it.
Just cash.
Just send it.
Checks? No, we'd rather have just cash.
Got all those spams that said they want to do a funds transfer or they want to do this or that. And, you know, you got to... So-and-so side. And
too much monkey business. Just send us the cash if you really want to give us some help here.
You want to do a funds transfer? Sure. We're all about it, but we only accept cash.
Yep, cash. Transfer some funds to an envelope and send it to us.
We take that or a box.
Yep, boxes are good. Boxes of money, preferably big bills.
Big bag.
Yeah, big bag of money, big bag of cash.
So
a briefcase even?
If there's
how about a zero Halliburton filled with...
That's right. If you're sending us these emails, we don't want it. So...
That's
anyway,
right.
Kev, there's been a lot new in the world of technology since we were last here.
And things have changed. You gone for 2 weeks and whoa, the world's like a new place.
It is. That's the exciting thing about technology, Kev.
That's right.
There's always something new for us to talk about.
That's true.
Our industry is not just sitting there and twiddling its thumbs.
I have something that I know you'll love to talk about here. So you're pretty excited about this. About Nintendo's new game system.
Oh yeah, I'm going to buy it. Maybe
really?
Not the first week it's out.
Okay. The way Nintendo seems to see it, if everyone else in the gaming industry is zigging, they're zagging. The president of the company says the company's new game system isn't designed to get caught up in the race to see who can create the fastest or most powerful video game console. Instead, Satoru Iwata says the Nintendo Wii, and that's spelled W-I-I, but pronounced W-E-E, systems will try to reach the hearts and minds of those who aren't gamers by nature. He tells the Associated Press that the new system is built around its input device, which can be swung around to simulate a baseball or golf stroke or used for two-fisted action. Iwata says the Nintendo is hoping such innovations will help bridge the gap between those who love video games and those who have no use for them.
I'm pretty excited about it, Kev.
I appreciate that philosophy.
As we come out, get closer to it, we'll get some more news and it'll be pretty sweet.
That's right. Maybe they can send us one and we can play it on the show.
That wouldn't be any fun for the listeners, but...
Well, we could have Josh doing, like, a play-by-play.
Okay.
While I'm whooping you in, like, some golf or something.
Let's go to the phone lines here. This is Tom. Good morning, Tom. You're on with the Computer Guys.
How you doing, guys?
Not too bad. How about yourself, Tom?
Good. Nice sunny day.
Oh, beautiful.
Farmer's Market's open. I'm surprised we have any listeners this morning.
I was just there, heck.
Oh, excellent.
Got out there early.
I'm
good.
I'm running out of battery, so I got to hurry up.
Sure, go ahead.
Sure. I got a hand-me-down computer. I'm computer illiterate. Hooked up to a dial-up service. Are you there yet?
Yeah, we're still here.
And had it for a few days and must have got a virus already. Won't even let me dial up. Can I take the tower down somewhere and get the virus out of it, or what do I do?
Well, a couple options. Want us to let you go here, save your phone battery?
Oh, yeah, probably. I better turn radio back on.
Okay, thanks for your call, Tom.
Yep, bye.
All right, well, as Tom tunes in to the station there, I'd say if your computer does have a virus, and for instance, he said his modem's not dialing in, there's a couple reasons that could happen.
Yep, and often it's not a virus. You know, if you were successfully dialing in and it just stopped working on you, give me a couple of different things. Could be a corrupted driver. Modem driver.
In other words, the modem has to be reinstalled.
Yep. So I don't know if you're familiar with reinstalling a piece of hardware. It doesn't actually involve pulling it out.
If you got a hand-me-down, he may not have the drivers, though. So that...
Okay, yeah, that could be a limiting factor.
Could be a problem.
The other thing it could be, it's just some settings that are set incorrectly. There's some settings in there that after you connect, you know, if it's set to auto disconnect after a short period of time, it'll kick you right off.
He said he wasn't even getting connected.
That's true.
But the third thing is it could be a virus. We've had it before where a virus does prevent it from dialing in.
But if you're not, I mean, this being a hand-me-down computer, you probably don't have the original software. It might be a good idea to, you know, if you're not comfortable doing these things, just bring it on in. And you're correct. It's just the tower itself. And that is something we could check out very quickly for you. And if it's a matter of just reinstalling a modem, you know, it's not a big deal at all. If it's a virus, it's a little more involved, but it's not a problem to get it cleaned up. And more importantly, get some antivirus protection on there. Now that you are going to be connecting to the internet, making sure that you are going to be protected.
We're
at the corner of 34th and Maple, 833 Maple Avenue. Macatawa Technologies is our name in the phone book.
That's right. And for only $35, we do a full diagnostic, and that's applied to all the work that we do. So
that's right. And if it's something simple like reinstalling your modem, it's not going to be any more than that. So
yep. So I'd say bring it on by. We'd be happy to help. So thanks again to Tom for his call.
Yep.
The phone lines are open here, 395-1450. Give us a call. We'd like to hear from you. I haven't been here in a few weeks now.
I know.
My dedicated listeners must be at Farmer's Market.
That's right. They all left because they thought you weren't coming back, so they switched stations.
It could be. I had a couple of weddings to go to, so you know how it is.
Yeah, I know. It was a wedding madness there for 2 weeks.
Oh, well, it's over now.
It's over.
So anyway, Kev, with the Nintendo game system that's coming out,
mm-hmm.
We'll call it the Nintendo game system instead of the Wii. I just don't like that name.
You don't like the Wii?
No. And so but you're right. They're trying to be different. They're trying to be innovative. They're not just trying to say, what's the fastest, goriest, bloodiest game that we can come out with and see how many people you can kill in a minute.
I agree.
They're coming out with this creative new controller that... It looks kind of goofy, and sure, it might take a little bit of getting used to. But, you know, Nintendo was the first one to start adding all those extra buttons on there when it was just AB.
Exactly.
You know, so, I don't know. I think that they're right to do this, because I think there are a lot of, if you're a parent and you're looking out there for titles for your kids or for even for games for yourself, you know how many adults are probably closet fans of Mario Golf?
Or any of the Mario Kart, if they played them, they would probably like them.
The type of games where you can easily pick it up and have grandparents who've never played before play along with their grandkids.
Yeah, and it's not, most of those games aren't about beating the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're more fun when you're playing against somebody else.
It's like going into the arcade. You know, you wouldn't go to the video game arcade to beat a game. You go there to just have some fun.
Some people do.
Okay.
But those people aren't the kind of people that we want to talk about.
The ones with a pocket full of quarters. They're the ones who are going to buy the Xbox.
They got fanny pack full of quarters for easy access. Beat that game.
So actually, I have a few quarters in my pocket right now, too.
Are you going to go play some video games later?
No.
Oh. Skee-ball?
No. What was the Pong?
Pong? Oh, yeah. Quality right there. So Disney is getting into the wireless market. A lot of wireless companies have family plans, but Disney is boasting of a cell service that is designed for families. Disney Mobile is to launch soon, and unlike plans that focus on shared minutes, Disney Mobile will offer tools to balance kids' cell phone use with controls that let parents manage family phone use. The phones will have things like cameras and messaging, as well as ringtones. The phone system is due to launch next month. I guess, theme parks and everything else they do isn't enough. Now they have to start offering cell phone service.
Yeah.
So,
not
what
a terrible
can you do,
thing
huh?
necessarily. So, let's go ahead and go back to the phone lines here. Good morning, Greg. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah. I'm also one of those computer illiterate persons, and I'm going to be going to the Evergreen Commons to learn a little bit of computer.
Okay, great. That's a good place to start there.
Yeah. What would be the best computer to grab a hold of that's inexpensive, just to find out if it's something you might be that interested in? A bunch of bucks into it and find out if they don't care for it and not have enough use for it.
Sure. Well, first of all, I can't say, Kevin, I don't think you know either, what operating system they teach off of at Evergreen Commons. I'm going to assume it's Windows XP.
Mm-hmm.
So, So that's the newest operating system that's out right now.
Okay.
You can pick up, Windows XP used computer. I mean, they sell them on the Trading Post quite often.
Oh, yeah?
Something that's a couple years old.
Yeah,
or even at a garage sale, you know, if you find something, I would say for anything $200 to $400.
Yeah,
yeah, don't pay, you find something in the garage sale, you don't know if it's any good or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you may want to be able to boot it up and, you know, check it out before you buy it.
But right. I would say if you're buying a desktop used, don't buy anything more than 3 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and make sure that it is running probably Windows XP and that, more importantly, it has the software with it that says Windows XP, the disk that is officially from Microsoft, and it has the it's got a tag on it with some letters and numbers. That makes it an official license. So in the fact that you need to reinstall something, you actually have the software.
Great. Thank you much.
Sure. Hey, and thanks for your call.
Thanks, Greg. One other thing, too, is if you're worried about going out to a garage sale, picking something up used like that, you're not sure, because like you said, you know, what if there's bugs in it and what if there's other problems? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a new system, if you just want something basic to sit through some classes with Evergreen Commons and go back and try out what you've used, or, I mean, you can see these new Dell systems advertised starting at $300, which we don't necessarily recommend.
No.
They're a little slow. If you've got a lot of patience, it may not be a bad buy if you're mm-hmm. just looking for something really basic. But for figure $600, $700, $800, you can get yourself a nice new Dell system.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could do
a basic one.
You could do something modest, you know, for $400 to $500.
Yeah.
You know, the thing you get if you spend a little bit more is, in case you decide you don't want to continue with it, it's got a little more resale value. You know, that bargain basement computer, you aren't going to really be able to turn around and sell for much. But something, you know, Pentium class, enough RAM, decent screen, you know, you can turn around and sell that.
But it'll need the office software on there.
Yep.
Because they do teach that. So you got to think about that cost.
That's true. So if you need Microsoft Office on there, well, at least Word, you know.
But they do teach Excel as well there.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to use Excel, he doesn't have to use Excel. So
true.
Some options. But it might be worth also talking to the people at Evergreen Commons and finding out what exactly they are going to be teaching. And then going based on that. So options for you. But I appreciate you getting into computers. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of great, you know, games, websites out there that'll be very entertaining and informative for you. It's a great way to stay in touch with friends and family.
That's right. Well, that's, you know, the biggest thing is people just say, oh, it's just so nice. I mean, because a lot of people don't write letters anymore. They send emails.
Mm-hmm.
It's quicker.
Or if they have grandkids half a world away, you know, pop up a little webcam and you can always check out what they're doing.
That's right. So, webcams are nice. Not so much over a dial-up connection.
You know that webcam demo we were watching the other day?
Yeah.
I got to play with one of those.
You did?
I set one up. This was 2 weeks ago. And I made myself the dinosaur. And I was like, God, it was kind of fun. So...
Well, Kev,
yeah, there's this great video clip that we were watching about this webcam that you can buy, and out of the box, it has facial tracking, and so you can become an animated character like a dinosaur or a rabbit or even a car, and the mouth moves with you, and it moves your eyes, and it, you know, picks up on facial expressions. So, very cool feature, and that's I think that's in a Logitech Quick Cam. So
here's an article that backs up what I was saying earlier about the video game system. It says adults are players too. Video games are not just for kids anymore.
Mm-hmm.
New Associated Press America Online Games poll finds that 4 in 10 Americans say they play electronic video games. That's 40%.
Wow.
Who describe themselves as gamers say they play games as either on the computer or a console dedicated to such games. Most of those likely to play are men, younger adults, minorities. Among adult gamers, internet play is becoming quite popular. 45% of adult gamers say they've played over the internet. And more than a third of those who play online spent more than $200 last year on gaming. So it's not as many adults, obviously.
That is some interesting statistics.
So, but there are quite a few adults. Like I said, that Mario Golf, I've talked to a few people who... their parents, they caught them playing that a few times.
Oh, really?
Have you ever seen that one?
I don't think I've ever played it.
It's like, I mean, because in my opinion, a normal golf game on the computer, it's kind of fun for a few times, but
sure,
not for a long time. But the Mario Golf is kind of fun. It's got all the characters from Mario in it. Got to avoid the sand traps and the Koopa Troopas and the.
So it's less about actual golf. It's more about.
Yeah, it's more of an action golf.
It's kind of like actually like mini golf.
It's not like real golf.
Is it mini golf or is it regular?
No, it's regular.
Regular golf.
So, okay, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines here. This is, Josh, which, I'm not sure what line that's on. Oh, okay. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. This is Dave. Good morning, Dave. You're on with the computer, guys.
Yeah, good morning. Say, I just had a simple question. What if you were going to go with multiple screens, what takes more? Does the older screens take quite a bit more electricity usage, or is that not a factor in any of the...
Oh, yeah, it is true that the older style, the CRT, the big glass front tube ones, they take considerably more electricity than the flat panels.
So quite a bit more then, huh?
Yeah, it is quite a bit more. Now, whether you're going to notice it in your electric bill, I don't know. You know, if you're running it all day, every day, you'll probably notice a difference. But they are, you know, the new ones are much more energy efficient. The other thing you can do is use the energy-saving features built into those. Like, if you already have one of those old-style monitors and you'd like to use it, just have it turn off after 20 minutes of not being used.
So now, when it's on, when it's totally blank, is that you're talking about?
Yeah, it's when the light usually turns from a solid, it's like a solid green to an amber, and you kind of hear the monitor turn off. There's two ways to do it. I mean, you can have it just not display any picture and still be on, or when it goes into its energy or standby mode, it does kind of turn off. And you'll
when it's in a standby mode, though, it's not showing nothing, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
So, I mean, that way, at least, you know, when you're away from the computer for a couple hours, it'll at least go off. But, you know, you are correct in that they do use more electricity.
Okay. Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
All right. Well, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. And, you know, Kev, we switched over our whole office, not all at once, but slowly from the old CRTs to... all flat panels.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay the electric bill most months, and I don't think I saw a difference. Now, maybe the energy prices are rising at the same rate.
Energy prices are rising, and man, it's just, we just use a lot of electricity.
Yeah.
With all these computers that we have plugged in all the time, you know, getting six or seven up on the bench, that sucks some electricity, so.
Yeah. Especially when you're sitting there running a CPU heat test and hard drives working
full
away
open,
and everything else.
Full open all the time. This is there's a little been some more specs released. Microsoft's become a little more official in specs for Windows Vista, that new version of Windows that's going to be coming out. And they talked just a little bit on the specs on a machine to be able to run it. So they're talking about tagging systems as Vista ready, and some manufacturers are doing that. And we've been throwing out some specs too as to what you're going to need. Now, Vista capable computer needs at least an 800 megahertz processor, 512 megs of RAM, and a DirectX 9 capable graphics card. Now, Vista Premium Ready, which means that the premium you're going to be able to run the premium class, which is going to deliver your best performance, you know, the most at Windows Aero, which is kind of a high-performance desktop interface, very graphically oriented. To be able to run the premium editions, you're going to need a 1 gigahertz processor, 128 megs of dedicated graphics memory, 1 gig of system memory, and a 40 gig hard drive, and an internal or external DVD-ROM. Now, the thing that scares me a little bit is that 40 gig hard drive, that's just to run Windows?
Well, you know, they won't be able to put 40 gigs on your computer.
I should hope not. But I also talked about internal or external DVD-ROM, so it's probably going to ship on a DVD. So...
all right. Well, something to look forward to. Let's go ahead and go to the phone lines. We have Steve on the line. Good morning, Steve. You're on with the computer, guys.
Good morning. When my computer goes into a sleep mode or a reduced energy mode, the screen fades to black. But then it comes back to the desktop on its own. Eventually, maybe a half an hour, maybe 2 hours later, and it might be on there all day before I notice it, but...
oh, it's coming back out of that standby?
Yeah, what comes back to the desktop, regular desktop.
Okay, so it goes into standby, like the monitor turns off and everything, and then it just comes back on its own.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
couple things that can be, there's certain devices that can trigger your system to come back on, and one of those is a network card. How do you connect to the internet?
With a modem.
Like dial-up or DSL or cable?
It's cable.
Cable, okay. What can happen is if you have a, you know, a, with Windows now, it's always contacting the internet, seeing if everything is up to date, you know, your antivirus is on there. So if it, you know, a program kind of triggers something, or if your network card picks up on something, it can cause your computer to wake up.
Oh, I see.
And there's a little function in there that can be disabled.
Not the easiest thing to do, though.
It's not real easy because it's different depending on what kind of network card you have. It's also possible that there's something else. But it, now when you say it goes into standby, are there any programs running on it?
No.
No? You, everything's closed out?
Yes.
Okay. So then it's got to be a hardware trigger.
See, you know what my guess was going to be?
What's that?
This is what I'd recommend because it could be, I mean, something else like opening up a different program running. But check your power settings for the computer. I've seen it before where they'll have, like, it kicks into system standby and hibernates enabled. Just make sure that you only want standby or hibernate.
Not both.
Right. The way you get to the power settings is go to the control panel by clicking on start and then control panel.
Okay.
And then take a look at the power settings. Have it set to either standby or hibernate. Make sure it's not trying to do both. You know, make sure the monitor goes off after maybe a screensaver after 5 minutes, monitor off after 20 minutes, and then, you know, stand by after a half hour or whatever.
Okay.
So I would disable the hibernate.
Does just the monitor go into standby mode, or does the computer go into some kind of standby mode also?
Well, there's a couple different levels. In that, I mean, first you have the monitor that goes off. Then there's also a function to turn your hard drive off, which is just a physical disk inside. And then one step beyond that is standby mode, which basically, power-wise, pretty much turns your computer off. So those are kind of a couple different levels. And usually you want the, you know, if you're going to do that, you want it to go monitor off, and then you can send it into standby. The only reason you would not want to use standby is if it doesn't come out okay. Certain programs don't like coming out of standby, and if you try and turn it out of standby and your computer keeps freezing, then I would say just have it turn the monitor off and turn the hard drive off and leave standby alone.
Okay, now, and I can do that from the panel?
Yeah, if you go to your control panel, there's a power setting, and all of the options will be listed in there.
Okay, and I wanted to at least try to set it for standby mode.
Standby and see if it comes out okay. And if it, you know, disable hibernation and have it go into standby and see if that works for you. If not, I'd say turn off standby and then just have it do the hard drive and the screen and see if that works for you. So it's going to take a little playing around with.
Sounds great.
All right, have fun with that.
Okay, thank you guys. Hey,
thanks for your call.
Bye now.
Thanks.
And that's, you know, certain programs just do not, you know, brand new software, new system, shouldn't have any problems going into standby. But if you even throw in an older program or an old printer drivers sometimes prevent your system from going into standby or even coming out of it. So it's not one size fits all with this. It's kind of play with it until you find a combination that works for you.
I'm going to say make sure it doesn't go into hibernate.
And hibernation should really only be used on laptops.
Right, but my guess is it might be doing something like that.
Yeah, or I've even seen it where...
I do know what he's talking about. I've seen this problem
before. Yeah, where the screen just pops back on.
Where it's just like the whole computer like comes to life for no reason.
Yep.
And it can be a little bit difficult to troubleshoot, but that's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kev, we only have 2 minutes left in our show. Phone lines are empty, so we'll have to talk real quick about a couple of stories here. Got all kinds of stuff. Some of these things are about, in case you're wondering if you could register a .xxx domain name.
I wasn't really thinking about that.
Well.
But,
KevinWaltice.xxx. Picture you in your bathing suit.
Sure, could do that. That'd be pretty funny.
It is not available. They're not going to do it.
Oh, man. There goes that idea.
So much for the idea of a red light district for the internet. Not that they don't already have one.
Yeah. I have to say that would have been a nice way to set up some filtering.
Well, it'd be simple. You could block every domain that ends with .xxx, but it's not. I mean, they're not going to. Not every adult website is going to say, oh, great, let's stop our .com and go to .xxx.
Well, it would have to be forced.
Problem with that is, you know, that not everyone with a .com is, can be forced.
Yeah.
But I agree, it would make things a little easier.
Yep. Easier for parents to kind of say, hey, we want to keep that stuff out of the house. But
I mean, that would be like the world's, I mean, other than the last one, this would be even bigger as far as a domain name land grab.
That's true.
Everybody would be registering those things. They'd make a
ton
of money. And that's, I was reading the Wall Street Journal article about this. I think it was Monday before they made the decision.
Some strategic purchases?
Well, no, because you got to figure, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people buying that stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought, would it be ethical to buy one and to resell them to try to make some money?
Hey, there's a domain that I want, and some guy's got it, and he wants $10,000. He hasn't even used it.
Well,
makes me mad.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Boo.
But you got to figure there's people waiting just ready to pounce as soon as.
That's right. I mean, that's an investment right there. There's people who've made fortunes on that. You know, you get one good domain that a major company needs and they'll buy it from you.
I think Coca-Cola was a big one.
Really?
Back in the early 90s.
I might have to check that out. Check a little.
All right. Well, that music means it's been another wonderful half hour well spent of your time listening to the Computer Guys.
That's right. Probably the best investment of time you've made all week. And we appreciate that. Thanks for tuning in today. If we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call during the week. Our office number is 394-4940. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. That's the corner of 34th and Maple.
That's right. Well, thanks again, Kev. It was good talking with you for a half hour, and hopefully we could help some of our listeners. We'll be see you next week. Thanks for everybody who called, and have a great one.
Thanks for listening to another hour of the Holland Area's News and Information Station, 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.